Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Ben Reichle is across from me, local conservative. He's an American first, natural-born listener, Republican committee person.
My Constitution in my hand.
Oh, you brought it. Good. We had
always
some,
bring it.
We had some constitutional questions today. Republicans seem to think that there's some add-ons in there, but we don't seem to see them in there. So we'll keep looking.
Hey, I would like to say go Nats.
Okay.
Great World Series game coming up tonight down in Washington, D.C.
You like the Nats, huh? I like the underdog. Who's the underdog? Houston.
Nationals are the underdog.
Oh, okay. I can't argue. And yes. I can't root for Houston. That would be wrong. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. It is not yet open, actually, I should say, because we got good guests here. But we're going to open that up while the guests are here, so you can call and ask us a few questions. You can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. We already got our first one. It says, Sunbury desperately needs an independent community college. There are empty buildings and a fully equipped middle school to accommodate a college. I am concerned by the term Sunbury area as a site. I need a college in town. Not the Sunbury area, in town. We seem to get no support from the Chamber of Commerce or CETA-COG. They are more interested in revitalizing Shamokin or Watsontown by establishing an office there. This is the county seat and the geographic center of the Central Susquehanna Valley. Let's have some support for this for a change. How about that? See, you agree with that, Lynette?
No, right off the bat.
I do agree with that. I think Sunbury is an excellent location because we have some legacy that we can build off of the innovations of Thomas Edison and Joseph Priestley, and certainly some absolutely beautiful buildings that can be utilized for this purpose. So, yes, I think Sunbury is an excellent site.
All right. Well, perfect. Well, that is the end. What's up?
I was going to say the Edison. I think Mark and I might have both got lit at the Edison one time in our lives.
I don't think so.
That's a conversation for another time.
Okay. No, I do not think so. All right. Well, that's Ben Reichle. He's been lit all over, but not me. Okay. Let's get that out of the way. That'll be our current war. We'll talk about that during open phones. But we do have two guests here. Lynette Allam. She's been on this program in the past. We're glad to say she's back. Executive Director of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. And I would think it would be safe for me to say, by way of introduction for her, it would have been possible for the community college idea to die in this area. But Lanier said, no, this is a real good idea. There's lots of support. The more you know, the more you support it. And so she's not going to let that happen. So she's going to advocate for that today. And she brought an expert with her. Dr. Edna Barry Colavani is with us, a former president of three community colleges, the nearest of which was the Harrisburg Area Community College. But also, what were the other two? Now I've lost my note.
Napa Valley College in California and Tidewater Community College in Southeast Virginia.
All right, pull that mic even closer to you if you don't mind.
Diverse geographic area there.
Yeah, you've been all over the country.
Quite diverse, yes.
You've been all over the country advocating for community colleges. It is not too late for you to attend some or all of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project Community College Summit. That registration table just will be opening soon, and the first words are at 9:30. Then at 10, 11, there's more speakers. At noon, there is a luncheon. Then at 1 o'clock, that's when I'll be there. They're talking about human human resources, and then a conclusion at 2:30 this afternoon. But we invite, or 2 o'clock is the conclusion begins, but we invite folks to try to go to that if you can. Newcommunitycollege.org is their website. Let's start out with Lanier. Paint the picture. If we're talking community college around here, why do we need one? Why have a summit? Why is this still so important?
This is really critical to our regional infrastructure. When you take a look at Pennsylvania and the map where the community colleges are located, they're clustered around Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, one in Harrisburg, and one in the Northeast. So an area the size of New Jersey does not have a regional independent community college. And the community college is the catalyst of workforce development and preparing and equipping those people who will fill the skills gap. And just a quick note here before we move into some of the other questions. The Central Pennsylvania Workforce Development Corporation publishes the high priority occupations list. In 2017, there were 2,000 annual openings. 2 years later, there are 7,000 annual openings. That demonstrates an enormous skills gap that is growing rapidly that only a community college can fill.
All right. Now, I'm gonna be our audience. I'm going to be devil. We already have Luzerne and Lackawanna with their little satellites around here. The chamber's all gung-ho, as was pointed out about Luzerne up in the Watsontown area. But a local community college, very different and very needed.
Very different. We have site locations of Lackawanna College and Luzerne County Community College. Those site locations can accommodate very small numbers of students, and their programming is very limited. In fact, the degrees cannot be completed in this area. They have to go to the main campus in order to complete the degrees, and that's a distance away, and concern there is students get recruited out of those corporate campuses, and we want to retain those students here.
And Dr. Barry Colvani, you're shaking your head yes, that this is the key, is that this is sort of precisely what this valley needs, not trying to suit a building to what somebody else needs, but what this valley needs. That's what a community college can be.
Absolutely. Completely agree with what Dr. Allam said, and also what the writer of the email said. It is important to have a local presence with full-scale services available in close proximity and in an affordable way. So students who are currently taking classes at the, I'm not familiar with Lackawanna College's offerings, but I certainly am familiar with Luzerne County Community College's offerings. Very limited in scope, all transfer-oriented, which is all well and good. But the students can only receive instruction for their first year, and then they need to move to Luzerne County Community College for the extra tuition that is charged for the out-of-county students. Excuse me, an independent community college serving the region, the four-county region, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, and
Union
County, mm-hmm, will serve at least 3,000 students compared to the maybe 100 that are being served at the Luzerne County Community College site, satellite site. On average, when a community college is developed in a rural area in particular, between 30% and 50% of the students, the high school graduating students, will enter that community college in an affordable way because the site will be in close proximity. And what I understand from this project, the site is envisioned to have one main campus and then small satellite campuses for instructional support in the other counties.
Please, go ahead.
So the importance cannot be underestimated to have that close proximity. In fact, I can tell you from my experience at Harrisburg Area Community College when I was president there for 13 years, we had campuses in York, in Lebanon County, and then we developed a site in Franklin County. And it was through cooperation with the technical school there, the secondary schools, and more importantly, with the business community to offer structured degree programs that met the needs of the local community.
And affordable. What
and
does
affordable.
That mean?
Affordable. Typically in community colleges, you have three sources of funding to support a community college. Number one is, of course, the tuition from the students. The state kicks in a certain proportion, and then there is a local sponsor. In the case of what we're envisioning here, that the four counties would assess a small percent of millage to their residents to support the access to the tuition, the access to the education. What is envisioned for this community college is that with the sponsorship of the four counties, the tuition would be $3,500 per semester. So you could get an associate's degree for $7,000 versus Linnea. What is the comparable if they go to Luzerne County Community College for the annual tuition?
It's about $10,000 at Luzerne County Community College, annual.
Annual. So just think of the numbers and the access to provide that. And I'll talk a little bit later on. I know you're going to ask me some questions about meta majors and guided pathways and everything. What better opportunity to orient young students, excuse me, I'm fighting a cold, young students into the pipeline of higher education. 80% of students that enter a community college still say they would like to get a bachelor's degree. And oftentimes, they don't know exactly what it is they're looking for. They just know that they want a bachelor's degree. And through the cooperation with secondary schools, IUs, technical schools, and universities, you can structure programs that get them into the pipeline with the associate's degree all the way up through into the bachelor's degree and even master's degree if the programs are structured appropriately.
That's what you mean, stackable credentials?
Stackable credentials, this is, exactly.
If you decide to go on to greater degrees, this is a reasonably priced method to get
exactly.
the foundation.
Yes, yes.
Get the foundation established. All right, well, I hit everything. I think everything's perfect the way it is. If kids want to go to college, they should pay thousands of dollars on their own. We don't need this. This area is fine. If young people leave, that's their tough luck. How about that?
I would hope that the four counties will come together and create this legacy so that they can turn to their young people and say, we have created this community college system here in our four-county area, and we are now sure that you will not be leaving the area. You will remain here. You'll become contributing members of the community. You will pay taxes. You will have jobs in well-paying positions that will provide family-sustaining wages. And if you want to go on to the bachelor's degree, the way the programs are structured, you can do that, but you're going to be saving thousands and thousands of dollars and literally graduate with an associate's degree without any college debt.
And super agile as well, able to develop programs for specific companies. For example, if your company happens to be associated with underground water infrastructure, you can develop a
pipe layer program, yes. The other component of a comprehensive community college, which is not accessible right now in any one of the two satellites, whether it's Lackawanna or Luzerne, is customized training for business community. When I was at HAC, we developed a very sophisticated, very impactful workforce development program. By the time I left in 2010, we served close to 25,000 employees, incumbent workers or underemployed workers, through customized training that was the benefit of the business community. So think about that. A region, of course, there's higher population base down in the Harrisburg area and so forth. But just think of what you could impact in the local community, the business, as our other speaker here, any business, whether it's healthcare, whether it's trucking, whether it is retail stores, to have access to a qualified workforce, either through the structured degree programs or through customized training that deal with specific skill shortages, it will fundamentally change the economic viability of the business community in the area.
On the cost factor, what is the minimum cost to get started? I mean, there's buildings and that, but you know, what endowments needed is that? $5 million, $10 million?
I'll let Dr. Allam speak to that.
So we had a community college consultant give us the information we needed to develop the initial capital cost to get started, and determined that $3 million is what we would need, and that half of that would be appropriate for a redevelopment assistance capital program grant. So we would need to raise $1.5 million in order to get up and going.
But then you're going to need the counties
Yes.
to subsidize you.
It's through it's basically through the millage that they would assess to the taxpayers, and it becomes a reimbursement factor so that the college begins to offer the courses, the students pay their portion, the state kicks in the other part, and then the local sponsor, the revenue derived from the tax base, is then used for reimbursement purposes to the college.
So the consultant then did the demographics, and the demographics show that there would be enough students that would attend?
We completed three studies in the first phase of this project. Excuse me. The background study, the citizen survey, and the feasibility study. And in each of those, there was one key piece of data that came out of it, and the feasibility study showed that 78% of the respondents, and there was a wide range of respondents from the business community, high schools, parents, 78% were in favor of having the community college. On the citizen survey, the remarkable piece of data that came out of that was parents on a Likert scale from 1 to 5, 4.8%, 4.8 on a Likert scale of 5 said, this is very important to us.
So, you know, email or earlier talked about, but geographically, you know, where is the best location? Obviously, people think this will revitalize Sunbury. Okay. Sunbury probably needs some other assistance too, but, you know, is Winfield a best, you know, situation? You know, take acreage and build what you need to build, be able to expand if the college does well, above Northumberland or east of Northumberland, or you know, where is the best location here? I mean, like I said, there's plenty of buildings and plenty of areas. I mean, the buildings in Sunbury, is there one particular that sticks out, or do you take the Celotex area, the old Celotex area, and make a, you know, build a community college?
I think it's premature to answer that question. I think a site location expert should and a campus designer should help in that process. Right now, we would just be interested in getting the first step, which is our university partner, and being able to start offering those classes. And we do have some locations that are viable in the Sunbury, city Sunbury.
All right, we're going to keep talking about this. If you have questions, feel free to give us a buzz. We're talking about the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. Their summit is today at the Albright Center. So if you'd like to see that, that starts at 9:30 this morning. That is free and open to the public, right? Or no, open to the public anyway. There is a slight fee to attend,
fee.
But I'm sure that they can take good care of that. And but if you have a question about this now, call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Call us now if you have a question about the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, the idea of bringing a community college to the Sunbury area, either new construction or renovating an old building. It's an idea whose time has come. So we're talking about that today. There's a community college summit today to talk about that. And as Ben has explained, what buildings exist, what's the best way to build, those will be things that will have to be decided at a later date. But let's decide if we can bring a college here first. Dr. Edna Barry Colvani is with us, a former president of three community colleges, including HAC, as we call it around here, Harrisburg Area Community College. And Dr. Lanier Allum is with us, executive director of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. And Dr. Ben Reichle, guru of common sense, is with us. So we appreciate that. Let's talk about how we're going to pay for this. What are ideas on how we pay for a community college? Dr. Barry Colvani?
Well, you know, if you what you know about community colleges in terms of their support, financial support, typically the, not typically, always, the source of revenue is through three sources: the tuition from the students, the state kicks in a certain portion, and then local sponsors. In this case, what is being pursued is the sponsorship of four counties, Montour, Northumberland, Snyder, and Union County. And so how it works is the counties would agree to support their residents to go to their sponsored independent community college by underwriting a portion of their tuition. And so students enroll at a much more affordable rate than if they go to an out-of-county community college, such as Luzerne or any one of, or even if they went to Harrisburg Area Community College, they'd be paying a much higher tuition rate. So what will allow access is the participation of the four counties by assessing, and Dr. Allum can speak to more detail on that, assessing a small increase in their millage to their residents to underwrite the access to the higher education. Dr. Allum?
What are we talking about?
So the calculations that we have are based on the four county tax assessors' information on how much millage is how many dollars are generated by one mill. And so our calculation is less than one mill would cover the cost to establish the community college. Less than one mill.
In each county.
In each county, and that would be, the actual number is $13.72 per household. I have three people in my household in Montour County. That would be $13.72 annually that I would be contributing towards having our own community college. That would bring our sponsorship at $1.2 million total. That's commensurate with Pennsylvania Highlands Community College and Westmoreland Community College.
All right, so that's the kind of impact we're talking about. What Dr. Smith said today, $12 per family, per household, per year is how you subtract all that around.
Correct. It's the actual number, $13.72 per household.
All right, and somebody who's gregarious is going to say, well, why doesn't everybody household just contribute $12 and send them to some other school? I mean, if devil's advocate, you know, that's
sure.
What our audience is saying to the radio.
Absolutely, and I totally understand that. But it would not be a sustainable model. And even if they sent the $13 to the other county, it would still not cover the full cost of the tuition there.
All right. What needs to happen for the community college project? You're still doing education and outreach and information and talking to counties and talking to people and talking to business people.
Well, we're starting a public campaign just to get this information out there. And also, we are pursuing a university partner for the umbrella accreditation that we need from Middle States Commission for Higher Education. We are building the relationships that we need with the national experts who are the advisory council to us, and we're also developing our board so that they have a stronger advocacy for what a community college can do for our region.
All right, if anybody has any questions, call us now. 1-800-795-9565 is our open phone. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. You can email your question about the community college immediately to onthemark@wkok.com. Well, we're just about out of time. Lanier, we'll give you an open mic to make a pitch for this and to talk about this. Or Dr. Kovani, please.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Several months ago, when Dr. Alam and I spoke, she had indicated that several community college presidents had indicated their support for this project. So I wrote to them, and I have the endorsement of all of these community college presidents, and I'll name several of them. Most particularly, the one that is of importance is Dr. Patricia Donahue, the retired president of Luzerne County Community College, who was there when they established their site, their satellite site here, and I spoke to her directly several months ago, and I said, Pat, but you do know that Luzerne's service is very minimal, and the students need to, of course, drive all the way to Luzerne County Community College in order to complete their degree program. And she endorsed this letter as well. The others are Dr. Randy Smith, from whom you heard this morning, Larry Whitworth, retired president of Washtenaw Community College, and several others, including Dr. Linda Thomas Clover, the retired president of Eastern Shore Community College, serving only 400 students. She certainly knows what is necessary in the rural community.
Probably never heard it before, but you know what that music means, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Very much appreciated. I'll see you this afternoon. Dr. Edna Barry Kovani here, former president of three community colleges. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings and welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. That introduction doesn't tell half the story because Rob Center is here, our fabulous producer, so everything is where it needs to be for a great open phones session. If you have remarks or questions as they relate to the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, the idea of bringing a community college to our area, lots of folks say, no, they don't want any part of it. So to those folks, these folks say, yes, we could do it. Any unsurmountable issues can be overcome, and they still want to do that. So send a question or a remark to us. We could elaborate on that. There is a summit underway today where they talk about community colleges. So that's at the Albright Center in Sunbury. I hope you felt the ground shaking. The former PPL plant is, half of it is now crumbled dust and block and steel all in a big pile.
I heard the earth move under my feet.
Did you? Yeah, that was something.
I heard it over here, too. I wonder what that was.
You could definitely feel it shaking and hear it up here, even in our soundproof studio, even in our version of the secluded clandestine quiet room like they have in Congress. We could feel it and hear it up here. So, and we did Facebook it live, so you can go to WKOK's Facebook page if you want to watch that. Just fabulous images. Kyle Alexander, our staffer, shot that video, so we appreciate that. See, these people with the iPhone, they can do anything anywhere, so appreciate that. All right, we're all gathered for an open phones session. We can talk about the impeachment. That has bothered some people this week, but not all. Maybe there's something else on your mind, and we'll talk about it today. So give us a buzz, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-WKOK. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. We'll have some elaborative words about them shortly. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We would very much like to hear from you today. Some very brief news headlines. Demolition did take place for part of the former Sunbury Generation LLC coal-fired plant in Shamokin Dam this morning. Right on time, 8:45, all traffic was stopped on the old trail in that area. No boats allowed in the area, and flyover traffic was restricted. Snyder County EMA Coordinator Derek Schombach says that the eastern half of the former PPL plant, the original portion of the plant, did come down. He says it was brought down by controlled implosion. The remaining half will be demolished sometime next spring. A Shikellamy High School senior was given a memorable opportunity this week to speak to some State House members. Shikellamy senior Anna Weiss presented her speech, Wings of Beauty, Tuesday during a bipartisan dinner in Harrisburg for the State House Women's Caucus. Weiss says her remarks called on society to be less judgmental of women and for women to be less judgmental of themselves. She says the best way to break that standard is to have conversation, to talk about it.
To really talk to people and hear about what they think, what they believe in. And I think that's so important, is to learn what a person believes in and what a person stands for.
Weiss says women today need to have the courage to feel confident to communicate their opinions. She hopes to have demonstrated that after finding the courage to give the remarks herself this week.
4 years ago, I would have never been able to stand up like I did last night and give that speech in front of those women. But I am so grateful that I am to the point now where I'm able to do that, and I'm able to express my opinions.
After graduation, she says she'd like to study political science, still undecided precisely where she will go to school. So
maybe she can get into Susquehanna Valley Community College.
Yes, yeah, super kid, super smart. Yeah, she's a real deal. So the Valley's glad to have her. Pennsylvania Transportation Secretary is telling the U.S. Census Bureau that her agency won't provide driver's license records as part of the Trump administration effort to gather citizenship information. Secretary Leslie Richards wrote Thursday to a Census Bureau official saying her department won't participate in the project. More than a dozen other states have already declined to participate, according to the AP. Census Bureau began asking for 5 years' worth of driver's license records in August, promising the information will be kept confidential in Washington, D.C. Maybe that's part of it, keeping something confidential in Washington, D.C. That's funny. Anyway, the effort by the Trump administration began after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a plan to add a citizenship question to next year's census. The effort has alarmed civil rights groups that see it as a part of a move by the Trump administration to reduce the political power of minorities.
Maybe somebody can call in and explain that last sentence that makes almost no sense at all.
Yeah, how to reduce the political power of minorities. So yeah. If we know where,
so if you know who the citizens are in your country, that somehow reduces the.
Maybe to use the minority information for gerrymandering. We know, Democrats. Well, Democrats and Republicans like to do gerrymandering. So
your
maybe
census. Your if you take the census, you
so that
check,
will give you the same thing. That give you
yeah,
the same
you check
print.
Off your. Ethnicity. I mean, this is getting to be, a lot of things are getting to be absurd. It's interesting when you start peeling back the onion of D.C. and we're starting to see how inefficient our federal government really is and how, unfortunately, biased or bureaucracy with their bureaucracy at its finest is about the
it's
worst
really
it could be for the citizens of the country.
Okay, well, we are launching into open phones. Feel free to give us a buzz now, 1-800-795-9565. We could definitely feel and hear the implosion of the PPL, former PPL plant there. And I imagine half their money had to be involved in protecting the natural gas plant during this. So I'm sure they went through a sort of a limited shutdown while that was underway. But
That's why the east side was imploded and the west side of it
is still intact.
Will be demoed by
brick by brick, probably.
Yeah. You'll have excavators and demolition machines there taking that away.
I'd like to volunteer to go get some of the bricks there. That's a little bit of history, half a century worth of helping to push electrical generation in our area. Of course, that coal-fired plant was a big part of this region's energy footprint. Since then, we have some other energy plants that really make the gas plant Panda Hummel an add-on, but very profitable add-on now. They say they're definitely in the black and doing very well. Well, we do have open phones right now, 1-800-795-9565. Ben, what was your impression this week when the Republicans chaotically, violently stormed into a sealed conference room to break up a hearing?
Well, I saw a number of people walking.
Okay, so you saw Fred Keller walk in there. And
well,
all the
we saw
of
people
it.
Walking in normally. Good for the Republicans. The three-ring circus has now gotten to four, five, and six rings. This is an ongoing joke, and the hypocrisy runs deep and wide. We see, you know, private hearings, private leaks. It just gets to be ridiculous.
Who's doing the leaking? Do we know who? Is that not a criminal offense of some
sort?
Well,
you got to create the narrative. So I believe if you look at the Washington Post, the day after the inauguration of President Trump, they started basically the impeachment. And, you know, now it was supposed to be Mueller. Now it's supposed to be this. What's it going to be next time? And the part about the narrative for the Democrats is to just dilute the presidency and dilute the Trump administration personally and professionally to the point that, you know, the American people say uncle. And, you know, unfortunately, the American people towards the Democrats, unfortunately, are a little smarter than this. When 22,000 people show up in Dallas and there's 10 to 12,000 people outside or wherever the numbers are. I mean, you know, that's the natural part of people coming out to see it. I mean, that's grassroots. That's natural. You know, you got a Democratic group that is just abysmal running for the presidency. Joe Biden can't get out of his way.
So you wouldn't vote for any of them if you had to. If you were a Democrat, you'd be...
They're horrendous. They are absolutely horrendous.
Oh,
and I'm not saying there's not Republicans who are horrendous, too.
Well, they're not running.
But no, they're some of these politicians are flat out... They should look in the mirror and be embarrassed. And what they say and what they do
Why?
Is getting ridiculous.
I mean,
Kamala Harris stands for absolutely nothing. She can't get out of her own way. Buttigieg, who runs a third-tier city in South Bend, is qualified to run the United States. I mean, you know, hey, he served as a veteran. Fine. You know, hats off to you. But now you're qualified, and you're telling me Joe Biden, what can he not make up anymore? I mean, he left Scranton when he was 9 or 10 years old. Oh, he worked hard in Scranton. So Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden had a cup of coffee, basically, in their life in Scranton, but they go back to Scranton. Has anybody been to Scranton recently? It's a tough community. They're trying to get out of their way. But look how Scranton's been run for the last 50 and 60 years. Okay, how about Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden? Pin yourself to that city and how it's been run and the decay that's taken place up there. But, again, you know, this has been pretty interesting. You see now that the New York Times have admitted that the deep state's going after the president. But here, one interesting comment, and I think maybe a lot of people missed this months and months ago, was Senator Schumer, when he said, and it had to be off the cuff, when he said about President Trump, says, boy, and I'm paraphrasing, if you go after the intelligence agencies, they have 6 ways to Sunday to get back
to
at
get
you.
To get back at you.
And you know, so there's something there. But, I what's coming out in the future is going to be pretty interesting with the Inspector General, and then you got now the... Durham, who's doing an investigation that has now turned criminal. So we'll see. But just hypocrisy. And I you know, the
What's
MSNBC...
What's Durham's investigation about? That's a Russian investigation?
Yeah, it's now turned criminal.
As it relates to...
The Russian investigation and ongoing...
Russian influence.
No, the whole Russian, what do you want to call it? You might as well call it gumbo, because it has about everything in it that you could put in it. So it goes back to the FISA warrants.
So how did this?
And then
so that's not of the Trump administration. That would be Obama administration.
Right. And they go to Italy. They go to I believe Britain, and I'm trying to think where else they were to find out how this happened. You know, in a nutshell, here's the potential. What the CIA did is said, okay, we can't do this ourselves, but we're going to contract you out. Clinton campaign, you know, they got Steele to create this dossier. They paid for that, and you can follow the Fusion GPS all the way down to the law firm and how they did it. So, you know, MI6, the Italians, is there somebody else involved in it? We're there to gather dirt, whatever, on the Trump campaign. But this is getting peeled back, and now it's showing, you know, this is what these people in the 60s, the free love, free this, free that, free government.
So blame hippies.
No, it's the hippies and the folks in the 60s, and I'll say I had relatives who were part of it. This is exactly what they protested against, the man holding you back, meaning the government. Now, once they got in power, the man was okay. So to see what the FBI and the CIA did to a private citizen. You can hate Donald Trump. You can think he's the son of the devil.
Well, he lies all the time. That's established.
Well, that's, I know you talk about that. I hear when I'm traveling sometimes your take on that, referring to him as a buffoon, which I think about that going, geez, I remember sitting there watching President Obama speak and use the words corpsman about 10 times, identifying Corman.
Oh, did he?
And I'm thinking, okay, and Donald Trump's a buffoon, Mark? Oh, hold it. So you look at, you know, lies all the time. Okay, let's break that down. But look at what the FBI and CIA and this deep state and its bureaucracy, what we're finding out the power of the bureaucracy is doing. And, you know, these people from the 60s who protested against the man, where are you now? No, because you guys have become the man. Now it's okay.
1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to respond to those remarks, please give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com. We do have one email, and we got half a dozen texts coming in. So we will be looking at those as time progresses. But it's the WKOK Live telephone talk show. Give us a buzz, 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live telephone talk show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We are talking about the idea of a rural community college in our area, based in and around Sunbury. New construction, if necessary, counties would chip in, and the students would pay extremely affordable rates to attend there. That caught Cindy's attention. Cindy, haven't heard from you. Well, very glad to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for letting me talk. I understand that the suggestion of this is well-intended, but I just can't see spending another $1 million to add even more administrative infrastructure in higher education. We have other entities who are willing to bring the courses here, and you always have online availability. So it just seems to me, and I thought, Mark, you had a very good suggestion, frankly, that, you know, we could, instead of just building up even more administrative infrastructure of yet another institution of higher ed, we could just give the people participate in some kind of scholarship to send them someplace else.
Oh, yeah, pull the money and send them where they need to go, sure.
Right, that's more targeted. If they want to have technical training, send them to Stevens down there in Lancaster, you know, to Thaddeus Stevens, and help them with the tuition there.
Ben, where can I go to Pipelayer School now?
They're not going to have one. Yeah, pardon me. Downtown Sunbury. Come on, Mark.
Yeah, no, they are. No, you know, Cindy, I have to disagree with you on this, because I think this is a great opportunity for our area to have its own community college that can serve the interests of certain skill level students, can serve the interests directly of businesses to customize programs for them, just like Mark said, pipelaying, to be able us to have it, not to have an offshoot of somebody else's, but to have its own. And at $3 million, if you look at an investment over 30 years, that's very reasonable. And then also, when the community colleges co-op with the high schools, and you got high school students taking that. Now, where Bucknell and Susquehanna come in, there might be a rub. But look at the community college up in Williamsport that got diluted when it got taken over by Penn State. Still a very positive academic institution.
It's not a community college.
But Penn State has upped the ante on it, and it's not a community college anymore.
Well, I'm already paying, as are all of us, are already paying for the tech schools. So why not have Sun Tech and Northumberland Tech and Montour Tech offer pipelaying?
Well,
they can certainly do that.
They can, but they're not going to offer it at the next
level. At adults. I've taken the one on masonry. So we have these kinds of opportunities available, and I'm all for optimizing them and promoting them actively. I'm just not for adding even more administrative costs heaped on the taxpayers. You know, okay. We already have 14 PASHI schools that I pay for. We have Pitt, Penn State, Temple, and Lincoln that we subsidize. We have all of these other community colleges. All of this, we're paying the infrastructure, and we're paying for the administrative costs of all of these institutions, and it's all redundant.
It's just like we have so many
500 public schools. It's too much.
So why don't we have a community college? Why don't we have that level of education in our area? Like I said, Williamsport went away. So why wouldn't a community college fit in the educational equation in our area? Because
if they want to start it independently, that's fine. But that's not what they want to do. What they want me to pay to create this infrastructure, hoping to attract more customers to higher education.
No, I think
that's fine, right up to the part where you got me paying for it.
Well,
I don't see why people shouldn't pay for the services they get.
All right. Thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you.
I really appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. 1-800-795-9565. So you heard some of their remarks. You think it's an idea worth considering and fleshing out a little more?
One thing I'd say, and then the caller just talked a little bit, but one thing I had written down, we didn't get into it in the first half hour, was I think there needs to be some sort of inventory of what education's out there. I think there's some efficiency, when I say that, the efficiencies we see at certain schools, certain tech schools, then there's a deficiency and there's a gap that falls in. I was lucky enough to go into Selins Grove Area High School last Friday and tour the technology area, which you and I used to call it the shop area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great to see what the students were doing. It was John Jarrett and John Almet, the two teachers there at Selins Grove. They woodworking, the metal shop, the workings, but the technology side, the CAD systems, they were creating logos and doing projects on that, but to see what the students were able to do, that's excellent. I think students need to take, basic wiring, plumbing. Those would be excellent life skills that you'd hope maybe some of these curriculums would include. The theory of the bumblebee, and that might be hard to apply in real life. There might be a spot, but if you have to fix your plumbing and you have an idea what the trap is, you're going somewhere.
One of our listeners text says, get rid of calculus and put in tire changing. Half the kids today couldn't change a tire to save their life.
Well, you know what they were able to do now? Call 411 and get AAA out to help them. I mean, fixing a tire is anymore.
There's something to be said for hiring a professional. Changing a tire seems a little... Well, a lot of people don't change their oil anymore,
who does? I mean, that's tough because... But going back, though, what is available and where is available? And where is the gaps and where is the overlaps of education? I think a little bit, and I say this respectfully, a little bit fly in the ointment might be some of these people being parochial, protecting their territories. Mm. The CSIU might have one agenda compared to this school district, compared to this. The VOTech schools, are they underutilized? What are the tech schools within the high schools doing coordinating with the Sun Area Votech. So, you know, I think we might have a glut of education opportunities in some regards, and we also might have some gaps that we're not filling. However, my gut feeling is a community college could be very positive for our area because I think it fills in that gap potentially. But what's real interesting is you can customize some of these classes. So, Mark, you could go down and say, hey, listen, I'm going to retire here in a couple years. I want to start the Mark Lawrence Media Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we want to train people to be able to go work in media, be it TV, be it radio, be it, you know, digital, you know, whatever's going to come in the future. I think that could be a very positive thing. However, there's a little bit more research. I can't imagine when you look at the cost overall that it would be a negative. However, like anything else, it has to be run efficiently and has to be accountable and it has to have results.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Demos, who is the owner of the Bittner Building in Sunbury, is calling back. Good morning, sir. He's not happy.
Good
he wants.
Morning.
He would like
Thank
this.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I talk about over 10 years about the community college, and finally in 2012 was the grant ready to make in the community college in my building. What happened? Why they stopped it? And why?
I don't think they have momentum for the community college at all, let alone the location. It certainly is possible that your building could be the location.
If you pass by for my building, you see the picture, the architect to make it?
Yeah, they have.
I don't make it. Rendering. They make it because they take the order to give the order to architect to come in to measure the building and make the plans. What happened? Why?
Well, right now they do not have buy-in from the county commissioners. They got to get four sets of three commissioners on board. Right now, all have said not yet. When any one of those commissioners start to say yes, then you're going to get some momentum there. But until that happens, I mean, having a building that's already, you know, sort of, what is it, design ready, we'll call it, is noteworthy, and it's right in the downtown, and, you know, it's ready for renovation. But until you get some yeses from these commissioners' board, it's never going to fly without
that,
them.
But I don't ask for money. You know, I give the building for 5-10 years just because, you know, not give me nothing for 5-10 years, and after give me something, you know. And because I come in this country with $5 in my pocket, and I believe in myself, and I work with me and my wife and create family, and I educate my kids working for the Board of Education in New York. And I know if you don't believe yourself, you don't do nothing. You feel you know, you don't be nothing.
Like you can't accomplish
you
anything.
You don't believe
right.
yourself. If you don't believe yourself,
okay.
You believe in God, but if you don't believe yourself, you do nothing.
All right. Well, noted. Thank you so much, Demos. Thanks for calling back, and thanks for monitoring
okay.
this.
And if you want to listen, if you want one day to come into your program to tell my story what happened, and the thing is, on 2015, August 13, Friday, we have meeting with Miss Saloom, and my wife break the legs, and I won the meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, we wish the best for her. Thank you so much.
She knows what happened, and Mr. Shipman, they tried to bring the community college.
Right. Well, they're still working on it. They got that summit today, so go down and visit them at the Albright Center. They would love to talk to you. Demos, his last name escapes me at the moment, but he's the owner of the Bittner Building and has worked with SRI in the city to get this going. But until the community college gets a yes, you know, with a check, and says, here's the money, get going,
having a building. Of course, Sunbury's got the middle school idea could be renovated. I think that's some of that work's
middle
already happening.
School on
former,
First Street?
Yeah, former middle school. No, it's on Fairmont Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Catawissa Avenue and Fairmont Avenue. And so that was an idea. Let's see, another site escapes my brain at the moment. You said Shikellamy should build a new high school and donate the old school to the community
were.
College.
They're talking about building a new
you
high
want
school.
Them to do that? Ben would people, like them to build the new
if
school,
people
folks.
Are complaining about a community college cost, I'm sure the Shikellamy School District's okay. going to have a little bit of a hurdle.
I don't know what the price tag is. Lewisburg's high school was 30-some million bucks, so Shikellamy's will be more.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, it cuts both ways when you look at what do you really need to educate students today? And we see colleges turning into, you know, 4-star, 5-star resorts with, I think, Mark, when you and I went to college, we had a cafeteria. Now they have basically ongoing restaurants or bistros mm-hmm. to have that. They have, I think we had maybe bunk beds in our dorm rooms at that time. Now they have residence halls that look like suites in a hotel.
Oh, do they? I haven't been in one in a while.
Believe me, higher education, you wonder why, but I think the Wall Street Journal just did an article. I think it was on Wednesday about that. But you know, when they're hiring hospitality people to come into your universities to make sure that these young folks coming in now are comfortable in their learning. Ooh. Boy, the times are changing, as Bob Dylan said.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We would just love to hear from you. It's an Open Phones Friday. Ben and I are ready to go. Ben Reichle, our local businessman, is here. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar performer, Penn State graduate, and I went to school back when Penn College was a community college. I did not attend there, but it was a trade school.
It was Williamsport Area Community College,
absolutely.
Right?
And, yeah, local school districts kicked in. That money fell apart, and Penn State came in and saved the day. Remember, Dr. Bruder was going to meeting after meeting after meeting, piecing this back together. So that was an interesting time up and around Williamsport. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. We got one caller on the line related to the community college, and we had Lanier Alum Earl here earlier, plus Dr. Barry Colvani were here, and they talked about the idea of a community college. So we'll take your call now on that topic. We also talked about as bad as Ben thinks the Democratic candidates are, I think they're that good. Any one of them would be a better president than the one we got. So we'll talk about that. We also have a bunch of emails and texts all related to the good behavior of our good president, Donald John Trump. So we'll talk about those. John. No, it's John.
Well, yeah, but he uses Donald J. Trump.
Oh, does he? Okay.
It's okay.
Well, he got inaugurated using John, so he must have gave it up at some point, or gave up that name. We want to remind you about our good sponsor, the Sunbury Motor Company. If Ben hasn't driven a Sunbury Motor Company Ford in, an hour and 25 minutes or so. I haven't been in a Sunbury Motors vehicle in almost 3 hours. But I'll tell you what, we're both getting back to them when the time comes, because they'll start. They're reliable. They're Ford, Hyundai, Kia, Lincoln. They're also a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks. If you are interested, maybe you don't buy new vehicles. A lot of people say that they enjoy a little bit extra value if they buy a pre-owned vehicle. They got hundreds of them online. You can check out the Carfax, look at the photographs, see what they got and they don't got right online at sunburymotors.com before you even go down there. But don't just buy online, because one thing they like to do with the Sunbury Motor Company is make sure you're satisfied. Anything you're trading, they give you top dollar. Anything that you got, whether you got to push, pull, or drag it in, they'll give you a real value for it, and then you can what do they call it? You negotiate a little
bit.
Here's
Sunbury Motors in a nutshell. Bottom line: if you have a transportation dilemma
of any
kind,
you
need a solution, go to Sunbury Motors. You'll save a bunch of Benjamins on buying a Lincoln. Excellent Hyundais.
Yeah, between Washington and Jefferson Street.
Yeah, exactly, and that's where they're at. And you know, you get the Fords over there. Yeah, those new Ranger trucks are excellent. They're beefed up from the old Rangers and a little less than the 150s. But you got that. But the other part is, if you have a vehicle of any maker, go over and get serviced and make that vehicle run better till you trade that one in and buy a Sunbury Motors car.
They got F-150s less than $40,000. Rangers less than 30 grand. Yeah, how about that?
Hard to beat.
Can't beat it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Please, sunburymotors.com. Remember them as our sponsor. We will be back, but we need callers. Call us now, 1-800-795-9565. Why don't you want a community college? Why do you got your arms folded and you're shaking your head? No, we'd love to hear it. 1-800-795-9565. Skip the process and all the lying and everything that's happening in the presidency. Has the president committed an impeachable offense? Is he even accused of something impeachable? Let us know. 1-800-795-95. Now Ben's folding his arm, shaking his head. No.
Oh, he hasn't even committed an apple.
Okay. That's cute. Welcome back to the KOK Live telephone talk show. 1-800-795-9565. We've been talking about the community college, and let's see. One of our callers has that as the subject. Oh, Bobby, you are on the mark.
Singing.
Pardon me?
Thought we were going to start singing Sweet Caroline.
Oh, why not? Bobby, you're on the mark.
Yes, good morning. Mark, if you remember the time period that you and I went to school, as far as like picking careers out, we had a curriculum called Careers Elective, where it started like in 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade as far as setting things up. So, to have the school districts in the area, along with the advocates of the community college, to kind of look into the possibility of setting some type of curriculums up within the school districts. That way, you would have the students that are taking the courses, and then be able to pick from the enrollment. The careers to teach at a community college.
Well, that's an interesting point, because we interviewed the superintendent of Central Columbia. His name escapes me, but he...
Doctor.
Actually, he's not a doctor, strangely enough. But they had converted their high school into a four-year pre-career program. They didn't drop academics, obviously, so they kept that. But every track they have, you have to identify a possible career that you could start out with, and then what you would do is stay in that track, explore that, go out into the field and explore that track frequently. Your courses would be centered around that, things that would support you. For example, if you were interested in farming, you would necessarily learn more about technology and geography and land science and biosciences and things like that. I mean, they have they have sheep right in the school for kids to work with. And if you're interested in veterinary science, you would work with some of the animals. But the whole high school is set up, no matter what your career is, it's a four-year pre-career school. It's no longer a high school. Dr. Harry Mathias, Harry Mathias. Now you got me saying that. He is not a PhD. But in any event, he's doing educational consulting right now since he's retired. But that's the way their school was set up, was to crank out people that have a career in mind. They know where they're going. They know what they want to do.
Sounds like they're ahead of the curve.
Right. Oh, the kids are getting right out of there and walking right up the road and getting top family-sustaining jobs at the high-tech industries that are, up and down Old Berwick Road there. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We did talk about the community college. We appreciate Bobby's call. Lance, we also talked about the fabulous Democratic candidates. There aren't any that Mr. Ben supports, but I would support any one of them. What's your view?
Well, the deal is, did you sleep through sixth grade math, or did you do pretty good at it?
Sixth grade? Oh, I was super. I was ahead of my class at the time. I worked ahead so that I wouldn't have to go to class.
Okay, real good. Now, here is Liz Warren's idea of economics, right? Her plan would raise, she says, $2.7 trillion over 10 years. That is the top earners being taxed at that 70% rate, assuming that those folks are going to go ahead and work like they do now when they're being taxed like that, all right? Now, this is going to finance, to start with, $450 billion on her K-12 original plan. Also, now you take $1.7 trillion universal child care, $610 billion free college tuition, $640 billion in student debt cancellation, and now $800 billion for K through 12. Now add all that up. What do you come to?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, I was going to say you have sixth grade math. I figured you'd do it, so you'd make sure.
It's unsustainable, right?
Carry the zero.
Too expensive. Okay, so her plan would not work. So wouldn't the president doesn't raise taxes. So if you are Congressman Lance and President Warren comes along and says, look, I want to raise taxes for everybody so I can pay for this, but you're Congressman Lance and she gives you a budget, what are you going to do? Are you going to allow that through?
What I'm saying here is that her projected amount that she says it will raise doesn't come close to her programs.
Okay, so she failed for sixth grade math.
No, it's the LBJ factor. Promise them everything, get their votes, and give them peanuts. I mean, that's LBJ in a nutshell.
I mean, it's ridiculous that she can look at you with a straight face and say, this is how much it's going to raise, and then tell you the programs are supposed to finance, and anybody can tell you that there's no way that it can.
Well, what's ridiculous is that the media, the so-called journalists, don't broach this subject with her. And then when somebody does, she spins it off. I think journalism has taken a long siesta is what we've seen over the last 10 to 12 years.
Well, I think they're working, but I think they're working for the Democrats.
Also, you roll in the Green New Deal, which at a minimum is $48 trillion.
Well, that died in the Senate, didn't it? That went away. So that's a dead deal.
I understand it, but supposing that, but don't forget these candidates you're talking about supported that.
Right. All right. We got you, Lance. Thank you so much. Thanks for being a great caller.
Quick about your technical schools,
community college. Very briefly, we got to take a break, but go ahead.
Very good. If you take a look at the salaries that you can get there as a technician, as a mechanic, it's unbelievable compared to somebody with a college graduate. We're talking like a Bucknell graduate, 4 years. This is 10 years after you start college. So you've been at your job for a while, that's for sure. Earns an average of $68,000, which a good truck driver will run that easy. The job I had paid more than that.
And gotcha.
A good diesel mechanic will do more than that. So those tech jobs are worth the effort.
All right. Noted. Thank you very much. Yeah, couldn't agree more. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Last break of the day. We got tons of texts and email. We're going to read them all on the radio shortly.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We still have open phones, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@kok.com. Let's see. One of our good listeners. Oh, the subject line is Mark. That's me. I'll read that. It says, you read your academic accomplishments. I guess, sort of. Yeah, went to Penn State. Anyway, you forget lifelong leftist. Well, that is not true. That's why I wouldn't say it. It wouldn't be true. He disliked the facts because he does not like the great President Trump views. He disliked the facts because he does not like the great President Trump views. Anyway, he would let this country go to a third country. All right, I have no idea. Nice try. Mm. All right, another listener says, this was an answer to the question. This is an interesting answer because yesterday we asked the question, has President Trump done anything impeachable? And to this end, one of our listeners says, if historians like Joe go back and research every elected president, capital letters, everyone is guilty of impeachable offenses. No way is heck can anyone, including the Prez, have the perfect record. It cannot be done! Exclamation point. Mark would have been impeached from his radio show long ago. It would be called On the Joe. All right. Yeah, good point. Another listener says, Kimberly Best tried to start a community college in Sunbury, but it did not work. Another listener says, there are equal amounts of Congress in this House depositions. The news coming out is all bad for Trump. The Repubs have nothing good to say. That's why.
Yeah, I think that's a little, little superficial. It's not an equal, and plus
brought
it's,
to justice. It's okay,
a,
here we go.
The secretive event.
On the topic of PennDOT not participating in the president's citizenship questioning, it says the citizenship question does nothing but removes the power of illegal immigrants in this country and states that protect them from being brought to justice. Only citizens and legal immigrants should be counted in the census. Illegals, by their very nature, are criminals. They broke the law to enter the country, and visa overstays also broke the law and should be deported and not counted for representation in the Congress. And finally, earlier this week, the president said everybody's household income had gone $5,000 up on average. While he was accurately quoting a statistic, not everybody's money
went up. Depends what tax bracket. Depends
right.
on your
some people's did, but not everybody.
Your tax write-off. So yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
So one of our listeners says, "Good morning. More fake news from President Trump about his $5,000 when in fact, Pennsylvania residents only got $715 more in income since the president's been in office."
You got to look at the tax brackets and look at the people's taxable income and again, where the write-offs were and where they aren't now. But overall, the tax policy has been very, very positive, and it's been so positive that it's hard for the Democrats, especially the ones trying to run for president, to demean it. If you look at what has happened to businesses and what's happened, look at your paycheck and look how much more you have in your paycheck now, weekly, biweekly, however you're paid. And, of course, look at the end of the year when your W-2s and 1099s come up.
Where are you going tonight?
We are in South Williamsport tonight. So
Cablesports.com.
Cablesportsproductions.com. This is the last regular season game for high school football.
It is
Chickalimmies, the Miltons, the Lewisburgs. 2 weeks in August, 4 in September, and this will be the 4th in October.
And then the playoffs.
Playoffs start. So Penn State, big game on the road. Michigan State, of course, here and WKOK. Bucknell.
Penn State has the weapons to beat Michigan State?
They should, but Michigan State can be a tough team at home. Penn State might need to come back a little bit off of that soft fourth quarter last week.
Yeah.
They were hanging on. So we'll see that. Of course, you got Bucknell coming up here. Homecoming down in Seals Grove for the Susquehanna. Used to be a different type of name. Oh, the Riverhawks now. Susquehanna Riverhawks.
You have to think about it.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on here in sports. Plus, you have the cross country, boys and girls running in high school. You got the field hockey and you got the soccer going on.
We got it all going on. Ben, I'll see you in 1 week.
Yep.
We have a guest next week. I'll tell you who it is in a moment. I forget, but I know there is one. And thank you, everybody. I get to take a couple of days off. Mr. Chris Elio is going to sit across from Joe on Monday. So please enjoy the show, and I'll be back with my leftist views on Wednesday. This is WDKOK Sunbury.